I think it's extremely relaxing. There's all sorts of parts of it. It's relaxing. It's something very different than what I do here at work. And my mind is always like to be doing something new and different. It has a tactile part to it. You have to work with your hands. I usually leave the day covered with clay. So the, you know, part of getting dirty is fun. I also like to work in the garden. And then I like the fact that it's a little bit of a crapshoot. You do your best to say you're going to make a vase, and you start off and the clay just seems to want to go a different way. And so I usually just let it. I'm like, what are we going to do? This piece of clay wants to do this. And sometimes it's just something very different than what I started off with when I centered a ball of clay. So I like the fact that it's just very organic and, you know, just that relaxing kind of zen feeling that you get from having that wheel just turn, and you just have to focus in on that so everything else kind of goes away. The class that I'm in now, it's learning to make things functional. So what can you make that's functional? Working more on bowls and plates and pitchers and things that you can use in daily life. Other classes will be, one class I made, we did hand building, and we had to make an animal. I'm not, people who know me know I'm not, I don't know how to put it, I'm frequently serious, and making animals just probably not what I would choose to do. But we had to make an animal. So I made an owl, and it was just fun, you know, to try to do something that the instructor goes, this is what we're making, we have to make an animal. And I made an owl, but it's probably something I would have never made. And it's really fun to kind of go out of your comfort zone. And that's another very positive thing with pottery. I think it's really kind of taking something that's just a blob of clay and making it something. So it's the process of using the wheel and using your hands, but creating something out of nothing. It's not really nothing because it's a ball of clay, but it certainly doesn't look like any formed object. So I think that's it. What can I make out of this big blob that's beautiful?